So that is the virtues. So from this we learn, number one, what is khatm-e khajgan. Number two, where the permissibility of khatm-e khajgan. Number three, the origination of khatm-e khajgan. Number four, the virtues of khatm-e khajgan. Now, what is khatm-e khajgan? In simple, over 360 beads, this particular khatam is recited. The very first thing, any good work we commence with, alhamdulillah, we have been advised by our mashayikh to commence with Durood Sharif. So usually three times Durood Sharif is recited. Thereafter, a dua is recited, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, La malja'a wa la manja'a min Allah illa ilayh. Now this particular dua, if we study the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention that this is the dua which Allah has blessed this ummah from the treasures of his arsh. It is no ordinary dua. Its meaning, there is no might and power excepting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Allah. La malja'a wa la manja'a min Allah illa ilayh. There is no safety, there is no security in Allah excepting with Allah. So in simple, this is the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter we see, alhamdulillah, Surah Alam Nashrah is recited on each bead, 360 times. Now Surah Alam Nashrah, the last approximately 22 surahs of the Holy Quran, most of those surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the significance, the status, and the importance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are one, two surahs that they are there that discusses the qiyamah, the signs of qiyamah, and the condition of qiyamah, and probably a few other events as well. But majority of the last 22 surahs, that is from Surah al-Duha downwards, is in regard with the praising and the status and significance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This particular surah is known as the surah of peace and solace. The very first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. That have we not opened your chest? Now this shows, by understanding the meaning of surah Inshirah, the importance of it in when it's time to get rid of calamities and difficulties. Did I not open your chest, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is referred to this? According to the Mufassirin, it is, did I not open your chest for the divine knowledge? Did I not open the chest for you to understand in the correct manner? Did I not open your chest in order that you have and gain the greatest of character? And most important, did I not open your chest so you may perceive the ayahs when it is revealed to you? For one must understand, revelation was not simple. Revelation, wahi, was not easy. To me and you, it is in a book form. It is on those shelves. Yes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the one only worthy of the receiving this particular wahi and revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No other human or no other person was fit enough or had the status of receiving those particular ayahs. But one must understand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, according to Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she makes mention, when revelation came unto the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the color of his face should change, even in midwinter, he would perspire. Revelation would come in different forms. It would come in the form, the sound of humming bees. It would come in the form as if chains were being struck on rocks. Jibreel Amin would come in his true form. Jibreel Amin would come in the form of a human being. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam should receive wahi in his dream as well. And the most difficult method of wahi was that of those chains that were beaten or as if it was being beaten on rocks. Katibul wahi, Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that once the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had his feet Mubarak resting on my thighs. And all of a sudden only three words were revealed. Ghayra ulid darari. Only three words. Katibul Wahi says, Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when those three words were revealed on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was so much weight on his feet that I thought the bones in my thighs were being crushed to pieces. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his camel, mounted on his camel, And if revelation came down, the camel could not withstand the weight. The camel had to be seated and sit down onto the ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Holy Quran, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. That if I had to reveal the Quran and the ayahs on the mountains, even the mountains could not bear the weight of the ayahs, that these mountains would turn to ashes. And if you take study the various anbiya from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam right until Hazrat Isa and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, revelation came to them 10 times, 48 times and 50 times maximum. But unto Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, revelation did not come 10 times, nor 48 times, nor 50 times, not even 100 times, but 124,000 times. And we know when the first ayahs were revealed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam rushed to his beloved wife, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, Zammiluni, zammiluni, dathiruni, dathiruni. Oh Khadija, please enwrap me in a cloak, enwrap me in a blanket, for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was shaking and trembling like a leaf. It was no easy mission, respected elders and brothers. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alam nashrah laka sadrak? Did I not open your chest and make it easy for you to perceive and accept that revelation? One must understand the words in the Quran that we see is no ordinary words. It is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, direct words of Allah. Definitely those words are nur. The messenger to bring it is Jibreel Amin, who is created from Noor. The heart which it is instilled in, it is the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is filled with Noor. There is three Noors that I have merged. Take your hands, rub it together. What happens? There's friction. When there is friction, you will find heat. One can imagine what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through, just going through accepting the revelation. And today it has been made so easy for us. So, Alam nashrah laka sadrak, wa wada'na anka wizrak. And did we not remove the burden from you? Alladhi anqadha dhahrak. And from that burden which actually caused you to lower your back. We know when we stress what happens to our shoulders, we actually bend forward at times. Yet, literally, there's no weight on us. It is probably certain problems or difficulties that we are thinking, it is this mind. The weight of it has an effect on our body. And what was this? Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he received those ayahs, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ, that be steadfast on the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means the mission that you have come with, you see to it that you fulfill that mission and carry it out in the proper way. This was what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not worry, we are removing this burden. You take it easy. You carry out the best you can to your ability, and the rest you leave to me.